Inside the Huddle with Coach Swan. I'm Austin Williams.
Hey, this is Coach Swan also.
All right, so let's just jump into it. So how about that Millersville game?
Yeah, how about it? Kind of bad from beginning to end. The weather was really not as bad as I thought it was going to be. It was a little bit bad in the first half. The wind was probably more of a factor than the rain was. But, man, we just, I don't know. I talked to the kids all week about the idea that we can't really let happen to us this year what happened to us last year, where I felt like we lost to two teams in the middle of the season that we should not have lost to, and that ended up costing us a chance to go to the playoffs. So I really was impressing that on the kids all week long. But I just don't feel like, I don't know, don't feel like we were ready. And Millersville was pretty excited and pretty fired up about it because they knew they had a shot at us. And I think we had beaten them like 24 straight games or something like that. So
yeah,
so it was pretty exciting for them. And we're kind of mired in a little bit of a slump right now where we got to figure things out. We got a bunch of things we're talking about as a staff. We had a little team meeting yesterday, try to straighten out a couple things. But it's your typical, as when things aren't going the way you expect them to, then you start having team meetings and you start having talks about how to change things. And right now we're in the middle of doing that. So it was not a good effort by us yesterday. I thought they out-efforted us. And as a football coach, that's really a tough thing to say out loud. The other team out-hustled you and wanted it more than you did. So we're not back to the drawing board, not back to the beginning or anything like that, but we need to make some adjustments, and we got to make them quick because the season will become late very fast. So we got to get rolling.
So, yeah, you mentioned talking to them the week up to the game. Now that the game's happened, what have you been kind of telling them now that it's after it?
Well, there's nothing like that we're out of. We can certainly, because Kutztown beat Shepherd, and that's a kind of a big win for everybody that keeps everybody alive. Everybody's kind of knocking off each other a little bit. So if we can get ourselves straight and play the way we think we can, like I really believe we can, then we'll be right in it till the end. But we still make way too many silly mistakes. Penalties hurt us again on Saturday. Turnovers. And just stuff we should have cleaned up by now. So I'm disappointed we haven't been able to clean it up. So we're going to approach practice in a different way. We're going to try to kind of be a little more physical in practice. Maybe it'll help toughen us up a little bit. Because one of my concerns is, you know, how hard we played. And like I said, that's a hard thing for a coach to look at and say, man, we're not playing hard. So we need to get playing hard.
Was that kind of like how the first half went in your mind?
A little bit. I mean, the overall game was disappointing in itself. We didn't play well offensively. We didn't make really any plays. We were three and out a couple of times in a row. Defensively, we let them score a couple times on a couple of long drives. So the first quarter was like, just a mess. But then as the game wore on, what I thought I was seeing was them kind of out playing us, out physicaling us, which I thought they did last year to us, which is one of the things when we're watching it on film last year, we came out with a win, but we were stressing the fact that it looked like they were, you know, kind of taking it to us rather than us taking it to them. So that was kind of our whole theme of the week was, hey, we need to, you know, go back up there and kind of take it to them. And we didn't. So again, they're all the pieces that you look at as a coach and you worry about going forward. We need to have a good game. We need to have a good football game this week. We need to play good on offense. We need to play good on defense. We need to play good on special teams. We need to cut out the mistakes, the penalties, the turnovers, all that kind of thing. We certainly can do exactly that. And when we do, we're a good team. But We haven't really shown it at that much this year yet. And like I said, before you know it, it's too late. And so we can't afford to let anything slip away at this point. We got to get going.
All right. Well, thank you for the recap.
Yeah. Exciting recap.
And then we'll have up next the questions from the audience.
Oh, good.
All right. The first question for you is from James from Exton. And their question was, late in the first half, when you were putting a drive together and in field goal range, what made you decide to go for it on 4th and 4 instead of kicking a field goal to try and get points?
Yeah, probably if I had to do it all over again, I would have probably kicked the field goal. I was thinking kick the field goal, kick the field goal, kick the field goal. But I just felt like we weren't real. We needed a lift. You know, we needed something. I just felt like we needed something. So I thought, okay, if we can score here, maybe that'll really pick us up going into the locker room. Rather than kicking a field goal, which not that it wouldn't have at least, you know, given us some points and maybe had a little bit of a pickup, but it could have been a little bit of a down or two that we didn't score the touchdown. So that was a hope we can get us going type of decision, but probably I should have taken the field goal because that would have made things different at the end. But and usually I do. I just let my nervousness about the way we were playing affect that decision. I felt like we needed something bigger there than a field goal.
The next question is from Mike from Hamilton. On our final touchdown of the game, did you think about going for 2 instead of kicking for the extra point?
We did. Actually, every coach on the phone was saying, go for 2, go for 2. We actually had to kept the offense out there to go for 2. And then I changed my mind on it and threw the PAT team out there to kick the extra point. That was a terrible decision by me. We should have gone for 2. What I was looking at, there was a couple things going through my head. One of them was the wind was a factor at that point in the game. They were going to be going against the wind. I thought, okay, and we had stopped them a couple times in a row. So I thought if we stop them, they punt against the wind, we'll get good field position. We might be able to get 2 scores and win it rather than just take the 1 score and try to tie it. Plus the 2 points are never guaranteed. So it's not like an automatic, but looking at it, if we had gotten the 2 points there and got it within 8, that changes the way they approach the game, change the way our kids are on the sidelines. It was a bad decision by me. And it was only me. Everybody else was saying go for 2 and I overruled them. So a foolish decision on my part.
And then the last question for you is by Bruce from Chester Springs. With this week being homecoming, fans have a lot of great memories from Golden Ram homecoming victories over the years. Are there any particular homecoming games / moments that stick out to you as a coach?
Yeah, we've had a couple of really good homecoming games against Bloomsburg who we're playing. I know we either won the league or clinched the league at one point at one of the homecoming games against Bloomsburg, which is a pretty exciting game for us. I think I also have a negative homecoming memory a few years back when we weren't as good a football team. We were around 500 team that particular year, and Bloomsburg was number 2 in the country coming in. And we wore our purple jerseys and purple pants. That was the first time we ever did it under my watch. Kids were very excited about it and came out of locker room flying, and we jumped out on top of Bloomsburg 35-0, and we end up losing the football game. So it's still to this day is the largest comeback win in Division II football history. So that was a tough homecoming memory for me, but that one sticks out more than any other one. Unfortunately, the losses seem to hang in there longer than the wins do. So.
Great. Well, that's it for the questions, and don't forget where you're listening from. You can also email in those questions if you have any ones for the next game. And I think we have our players coming in to you to interview next.
Sounds good. All right, so we have Mason Griffiths with us, who is our H-back / tight end fullback. Kind of does a lot of different roles in there on the offense. A lot of special team work for us also, and he's one of our captains. So, Mace, kind of introduce yourself to everybody by letting them know where you're from and talk a little bit about your family and how you grew up and all that.
Okay. So like you said, I play tight end and fullback here. I got recruited to play linebacker here, actually. They switched me to play offense after my freshman year. I went to Central Dauphin. It's in Harrisburg, PA. My family, I have my mom, my dad, my younger sister, who actually is a freshman here now.
Cool.
I'm glad to have her here. It's a cool experience to be able to go to school with her again.
Yeah.
I graduated last spring in business management with a minor in entrepreneurship, and I'm currently going to get my MBA. So I'm in school for my MBA right now.
So you're in graduate school right now?
Grad school
for your MBA. Yep. Okay. And what's your sister's name?
My sister's name is Jordan.
Jordan.
Yeah.
Okay. And where's she living on campus?
She lives in Commonwealth.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Is she enjoying it so far?
She is. Yeah. I think she's having a good time. So she, this is her first game of this season that she'll be able to come to this upcoming game.
Okay.
So,
good. Yeah. Do your parents come to all the games?
They do. My dad is at every game. He does not miss games. My mom tries to be at every game, but I don't blame her for if it's raining or cold.
Yeah.
She just watches it on TV, but she's always there to support me too.
Yeah, my wife's that way too.
Yeah.
If it was like rain in a leg last week, she's just watching on TV.
Yeah.
All right. So what's your plans now? You're going to get your MBA.
Yep.
And you've got entrepreneurship as part of your major. What are you thinking of doing after you graduate?
So right now I actually have had an internship the past two summers with Deloitte. It's part of the Big Four, like KPMG, Deloitte.
Yeah.
So that is what I'm going to do. They gave me a full-time offer after school.
Nice.
So that's the plan as of right now. Down in the future, I don't know if I'll like it or not. I'll kind of just test it out and see how it goes from there on. So
you got to make sure they don't know that you're just testing it
out. Oh, right. Yeah, we got to cut that out.
Yeah. All right. So what of all the classes you've taken, in particular in your business classes, what's your favorite?
That's tough because there was a lot of good classes. I took this one class, I think it was Management 313. That was a good class. It was like kind of the history of business, and it started out with like early, you know, business trading and stuff like that. And then also talked about like the start of like auto companies like Ford and Chevy, and kind of gave the background of till like present day of how business has changed. So that was pretty interesting for me. Big writing emphasis class, so that was good for me. Yeah,
cool. So what would you say from a football standpoint, what's your kind of best qualities?
I try to lead by example and not with my mouth as much. I try to let the other guys like Slaughter and AD and Sterile, they lead by talking, but also they lead by example as well. I try to like pull guys to the side and have separate conversations rather than address the entire team. But on the field, I like to say that I'm a hard worker. I go to the whistle every time, and I feel like I'm a dependable asset on this team. So
now, as a leader,
yeah,
and a captain, and obviously we've had kind of a rough weekend this past weekend.
We sure have.
So talk a little bit about how you have now as a captain, how you're approaching that. We had a little team meeting yesterday.
Yep.
You have to talk about what happened in the team meeting, but talk about like the way you approached that after the game yesterday.
Well, it stung for everybody.
Yeah.
There's no getting around that. That was a tough loss we took. But I think right now we kind of have to put that in the rearview mirror and continue to sharpen up what we have going on our team, because we all know like the talent and the guys that we have on this team and our potential. So now it's just, you know, moving on to the next phase of, we got to be more disciplined. We got to be more fine-tuned. We got to be more focused. And, you know, there's a lot of games left, so we can really turn this thing around if we start going this week though.
So explain how you, I think people would like to know this. So how you texted me and tell them what you asked and how, what we did at that point.
What, with the team meeting?
Yeah, after the game.
Well,
yeah,
I came up to you after the game, and I was like, I think we need to have a meeting as captains with you to kind of go over some things that we need to change. And I think we need to have a team meeting with the players as well.
And that's all leadership. That's all, you know, you stepping up, being a leader.
Yeah.
And then we did have a meeting with the captains. We kind of talked out some of the issues that we wanted to have, you know, brought to the table.
Yep.
And then you guys ran your meeting.
Yeah, we ran. We relayed the message.
Yep.
Yeah.
And because I trust you guys to handle that.
Right.
And that's what being a captain is. It's kind of when the things aren't going really, really well, you got to step up and
exactly.
try to get guys on the right page and that yeah. kind of thing. So it's all interesting stuff to people who have never been in the locker room,
right.
how all the locker room stuff works.
Yeah.
All right. So how about your preparation for the game? Describe what you normally do.
I like to get up early on game day. Like if we're in a hotel, I'll get up early. I'll be one of the early guys to breakfast. If it's a home game, I like to get up early, kind of, you know, get my mind right and focus in for the game. When we get down here, I do the same thing every time. I go in, I put all my like lowers on, I tape my wrist the same way every time, four tape going up, wrap it around, pretty much the same gear every game, switch it up a little bit, maybe throw on an arm sleeve or something, but I'm a pretty superstitious guy, and then when it comes out to going out to the field, when we run on, I go to the end zone, say a little prayer, say a little something that, you know, make sure our team comes out healthy, make sure we come out, win the game, and then get on with it. So, yeah.
Now, how about watching film and stuff during the week?
Film, I've learned so much being here just about football because in high school, we really – like, we watched film, but it was more like we got to look at this dude or we got to look at this dude because he does this. It wasn't more – it wasn't really about, like, you know, if they're running this coverage, then we got to do this to beat it. And, like, learning and really, like, being around the game in college – has really expanded my mind, you know, and just being able to read defenses and also coming from the defensive side of the ball, I kind of know what linebackers want to do. So that gives me a little bit of a edge, I would say. But film is important. And I think, you know, being with BZJ and being in that film room has made my game definitely step up.
It helps also, like, and you'll find this out later, when you watch games down the road,
absolutely.
You're watching
yeah.
games, you're saying, oh, yeah, that's
yep.
cover two. Hey,
yep.
That's why that guy did that
yeah.
and so forth. It's kind of fun when you get to that point.
No, it definitely is.
All right, so who's your role model, first as a football player, and
okay.
then a role model in life?
Like a person that I shape my game after?
Yes.
I like to watch Kyle Juszczyk
okay.
for the 49ers.
Yeah.
He's a dog. He went to Harvard. But he does everything for that offense. He can carry the ball. He can catch the ball. He's a hell of a blocker. And he looks like he's somewhat of a leader for that team as well. So that's a guy that I try to shape my game after. He's an all-pro, so it's
yeah.
going to be tough to do that.
But, yeah, but still,
yeah.
good guy to follow,
yeah.
for sure.
A role model, my dad. Mm-hmm. He played college. He was a kicker at Morgan State.
He was, okay.
So He went the D1 route. He was a kicker. He was, you know, always involved with sports. He was always there to support me and everything. So, shout out to him for sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Favorite music group?
I like Drake.
Drake. Okay.
Yeah, Drake.
All right.
That was my first ever concert I went to. This past summer. I've never been to a concert until
really?
This past summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
All right, how about your favorite movie?
I'm not much of a movie guy, to be honest. But as a kid, I loved Space Jam. Space Jam was one of my top movies as a kid. So when Michael Jordan stretched his arm out all the way, yeah, that was.
All right, how about a TV show?
TV show. Recently, the one that I completed recently is The House of the Dragon. It's like the Game of Thrones kind of spinoff mm-hmm. or whatever. Yeah, he's shaking his head.
Yeah.
He knows what's going on. That's a good show.
Yeah.
I never watched Game of Thrones, so don't come at me for that. But I did. I might have to watch it now.
Okay.
That was a
the
good
House
one.
Of Dragons, like similar to that.
Yeah, right. Saying. It's like
yeah.
a spinoff of, I think
yeah.
it's like before the Game of Thrones.
Is
yeah.
that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Team, favorite football NFL team.
I'm a Philly guy. So, I like the Eagles.
Yep.
I like the Sixers.
There you go.
I'm a Phillies fan, but I'm not a huge baseball guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really watch baseball all that much, but going to Phillies games is a good time. I'm not a hockey guy at all.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to have another Red October.
I know.
Coming
I hope
up,
so.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Tell us something that people don't know about you. And would be surprised to hear it.
I like to play golf.
You do?
Yeah, I like
okay.
to play golf.
Are you any good?
I shot a 92.
That's my best. Good.
Yeah.
Compared to me, that's very good.
Yeah, that's my best ever.
I'm absolutely terrible.
Yeah, I've been playing. I started playing golf when I was a senior in high school, just for fun.
Yeah.
And then kind of just started growing. I still stink. Everybody, if you don't play all the time, you stink. But a 92 was my best ever.
Well, you see, once you get that job with that accounting firm, then
you go.
The country club membership, and you're out there playing every weekend.
Golf club or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
All right. Favorite football memory? High school, college, whatever.
I think that's tough because in high school, we lost the district championship. So if we won the district championship,
that would
hands
be
down, that's the favorite one. Yeah. But we ended up losing to a team who lost to St. Joe's Prep in the state finals. So that was, they were a good team. But I think just being around the guys here and making friends here and, going to practice day in and day out, I love playing football. So when we go out there at practice, it's another time for me to be able to play and just hang out.
So when this is over, you're going to miss it.
I'll miss the guys. I'll miss being around in the locker room. I'll miss playing football for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I could tell.
All right, what's the relationship status?
I have a girlfriend.
You do? Yeah. Okay.
Her name is Octavia, so shout out to her.
For how long?
She holds it down. About 2 years now.
Okay.
Yeah, so all just right. over 2 years. We met here.
She's a Westchester student, too?
She's a Westchester student, yeah.
Okay. From your area, or?
She's from New Jersey. She grew up, in New Brunswick, kind of around Rutgers campus. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, pal. All right, good job, buddy.
Thanks, man.
All right, let's get a win this week.
Yes, sir. You already know.
Yeah. All right, so we're with Luke. Luke, say your last name for me.
Vareb.
Vareb. Okay. What do I always say?
Vareb.
So it's Vareb.
Yeah.
Luke Vareb, who is our backup offensive guard and starting long snapper. He's been doing all the long snapping, both field goals, extra points, and punting really for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
All right, so Luke, let's start out by telling the folks everything about you, where you're from, your family, where you grew up, high school, all that kind of thing.
So I have obviously my parents, my mom and dad, and then I have two younger brothers and a dog in my house right now.
A dog?
Yeah, can't forget about her. And I grew up in Bucks County my whole life and most recently Yardley, live there right now.
In Yardley?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I went to Pensbury High School.
Pensbury.
Graduated there in 2021. And yeah, so from that area originally and all that.
So mom and dad come to the games?
Yeah, they always come to the games.
And the younger brothers,
mm-hmm.
two of them?
Yeah, two of them.
And how old are they?
The middle brother is a senior right now. I'm pretty sure he's 17. And my younger brother is a 15, sophomore 15. Right now.
All right, now, do they play sports?
My younger brother, the middle one, he plays lacrosse right now. He was a goalie last year for Pensbury, and then my younger brother kind of makes me a little upset. He's already like 6'5", size 15, and
is he really?
Yeah. He's bigger than all of us, but he sticks to drama.
He's big into
drama right now.
There you go. That's good though. That's good. You got to go to his plays and stuff.
Yeah. He been doing that since around middle school, I would say.
So my daughter played in the orchestra when she was in high school. She played all kinds of sports and everything, but she played in the orchestra. So I went to every single one of those concerts, which.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of fun.
Always fun.
All right. Now, tell me how you got involved in long snapping.
So with Pensbury, it's a very big school, graduating around 800 to 900 each year. So obviously the football team is a very, very big. A lot of kids play. And my sophomore year, I thought it was a way to get onto the field early and get my name out there. So started sophomore year and kind of just went from there.
So did you go learn from somebody? Did you teach yourself? Like, how did you get going?
So early on, kind of like just taught myself at the basics with me and my dad. And then as I progressed throughout high school, I went to a guy with Rubio long snapping early on, went to some of those camps. And most recently I worked with Coach Stelter out of Special Teams University, who was recommended by our former long snapper here, Shane Griffin, who's been doing tremendous in the long snapping realm, playing with the Panthers in the USFL. So
yep.
Been a lot of fun doing that, though.
Yeah, and you are very similar to Shane as far as your snap and everything is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Are you – all right, let's talk about your academics first. What's your major?
So right now I'm business management.
Okay.
Just doing all the basic business classes right now, trying to just get my feet wet with that, and really that's all I've been doing right now.
Are you got a thought going forward where you might go with it?
Just trying to get a job in the business world. I may switch my major in the business realm to a different one, but right now, not really having too much of a direction, just definitely something with business.
But you're doing good in school.
Yeah.
So you will easily be able to slide over to one or the other majors if you want to.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your favorite class that you've ever taken, either high school or college?
So probably my favorite high school class was English my junior and senior year. I took it with my then track coach, and he made it a lot of fun doing like a bunch of reading the book to us and all that. And it was just a lot of fun. So I would say he made the class a lot of fun and just a good time.
So that made you enjoy the class itself.
Yeah.
There's probably not many guys who say English class as one of their favorite classes.
Yeah, I would say my teacher definitely helped so me he in that realm. Yeah, he definitely helped
made
me.
Made it worth your while.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how about from the long snapper? One of the reasons that I wanted you on here today is because we had weather issues
mm-hmm.
over the weekend, and you had the long snap through those. So how do you approach your long snapping when you know it's going to rain, when you know you're likely going to have a wet ball, and even with the wind and stuff that can enter into it?
Really, I mean, the first step is always trying to make sure your hands are dry and keeping a towel on you at all times, trying to make it so that you're as dry as possible, but also just trusting your form. You know, it's just a wet ball, so don't want to strive away from doing something different, which could mess up the snap, but really just trying to stay dry at all times, which I feel like we were able to do because it kind of stopped raining here and there towards the game, yeah. And it was the weather wasn't as bad as I was thinking of going into the game.
Have you ever had to snap in like terrible, terrible weather?
I remember my second game ever, sophomore year on varsity. It was torrential downpours, grass, mud.
It was grass,
mud. Yeah, it was not fun, but got the job done.
You did.
And it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be, but definitely, you know, you always hope that it's perfect weather for all football games, but if it comes to rain, you just want to trust your form and don't drive away from doing something different.
So I got to tell you a story. When I was my last game at Widener before I came here to Westchester, we played Albright, and it was a torrential downpour, and we had a grass field, and our grass had gotten dug up throughout the year, so it was basically mud. And all of the long snappers, every single one of them, both sides, couldn't get the ball out of the mud because the balls were just caked with mud. And so the balls were actually just rolling back. You actually had to have the punter stand about 5 to 7 yards, and it just rolled back, and he just picked it up and tried to kick it. And it was almost like we had to just stop punting
because
you couldn't. Even when you tried to lift it up, the ball was so bad, you couldn't really throw it backwards. So that was what I was thinking you were going to tell me when you were talking about the mud.
No, the mud's
much worse than the rain.
It is. The mud's just when it gets all caked up in the mud, it's just you can't even grip it at points, and it's just not fun. But
yeah.
I'm definitely glad, you know, we have turf here, and playing on turf at Millersville does make it a lot easier to snap the ball with.
Now, have you ever had wind issues?
I don't think I ever really had wind issues, no, really. I mean, there's been times where maybe I've drifted the ball a little bit to a side, but nothing that crazy. Yeah.
So we've played a couple of teams, and I'll say Cheney right now, where they have not necessarily professional snappers. They just have guys who snap who are the best at it on the team,
mm-hmm.
where we've played them in wind games, and they struggle because they just kind of float it back, and the ball would just take off on them. So, so your snap is too hard, really, to be affected too much by the wind. So, all right. So what do you think as a football player, what's your best attribute?
I would definitely say my snapping for right now. I would say.
Are you trying to try to take that to the next level? Is that in your mind?
It's definitely a pipe dream and a thought, just because if you look at it, I would say my size right now around 6'3", 260-ish. I would say it's around a little bit heavier, but around the average size of those pro snappers. Guys and the pros. Because if you look at it like through Rubio, there's like a ranking system or whatever. But if you look through like the top guys in those classes, they're all like 5'10", 190, and you don't really see that in the pros that much. So it's definitely a dream of mine. I'm sure a dream of everyone else on the team, but it's definitely something I would hope to maybe pursue in the future.
The nice thing about long snappers is once you're in,
you're in. There's guys who are there 15, 20 years, kind of just like the kickers. And it's like, as long as you get the ball back there consistently and they trust you, you're set for life pretty much there.
Yeah, you got a good life if you can do that.
Yeah.
Yep. Of course, the only time anybody knows who the long snapper is when there's a basket.
Uh-huh. 100%.
That's the only time your name gets mentioned.
100%.
All right. Favorite music group.
Favorite music group right now? It's all over the place. I remember back in high school, I was a big Travis Scott fan, listened to his music a lot, and I would say that's probably my number one right now is listening to him or like Drake or J. Cole, some of them.
Okay.
I would say.
All right, how about movie? Favorite movie?
Favorite movie? I would say probably The Hangover.
Okay.
I think that movie's hilarious, just a great movie to watch with friends or family, I would say.
All right, how about TV?
TV show is Ted Lasso.
Oh, okay. That's a good show.
Yeah, it came out a while ago, and my parents watched it, and they harped on me to watch it and stuff like that, but I recently watched it. It's a great TV show.
All right, now, how about favorite NFL team?
You're going to hate this, but it's the Steelers.
Okay, I don't hate that as much as the Cowboys.
I hate them, too.
But the Steelers, I can live with the Steelers because it's a Pennsylvania.
My dad's from around that area, I grew up watching the games with him, so I would say that's where I get that
There's
from.
A lot of Philly people who are from Pittsburgh who grew up as Steelers fans. And Steelers, similar to the Eagles, it's hard to give up that fanship.
Yeah.
Because the yellow towels and the winning tradition, it's tough to walk away from the Steelers.
It is.
So I understand. I can live with that. How about the rest of them? Basketball, baseball, and that kind of stuff?
I would say basketball and baseball are both the Sixers and Phillies. Okay. I hate to say it, but I grew up with the trust the process and everything and still kind of trusting
still
it
still
now.
Trusting
yeah,
it.
To the best I can. But
10 years later, we're still trusting the process.
Still the same slogan. And then obviously the Phillies with how great they've been the past year or two, just with the World Series running and everything, Bryce Harper, I would say those two are up there for me right now.
Absolutely. And another one coming.
Yeah, praying for that.
Yep. All right, now, role model. So who would you say is your role model as a football player and then your role model in life?
I would say role model in life and even as a football player a little bit with my dad. He played in college and kind of started me in that path. And I've enjoyed, like, watching him play in the past, like, on videos and stuff like that. And he's also helped me greatly and you know, with the recruiting, playing and everything, teaching me and everything. So I would say he has been my role model in both of those aspects.
So what would you say is the one characteristic that people would say that you have inherited from your dad?
I would say my hard work. Okay. I would say I can be a hard worker, you know, in the weight room, on the field, stuff like that. And I would say he also is that. And I would say people would say I could have inherited that from him.
Okay. All right. So now tell me something that people don't know about you that they would be surprised to hear.
I don't know if I can do one anymore, but I have been able to do a split in the past. And
you mean like at the cheerleading?
Yeah, be able to drop into a split. I actually, when we did our media day last year,
you did a split.
I was able to get a picture of a split with that.
Do we have that somewhere?
I have it on my phone, but
we need to put that on the website to let him see him doing the split.
Yeah.
Who did the split this year at the pep rally?
I thought it was Ahmed.
It was Ahmed.
I think it was Ahmed. And, I mean, he's, again, a really big kid. And
Ahmed's
like
330.
Yeah, he's way bigger than I am. And you just don't expect someone of that size to be.
I heard the crowd went crazy.
Oh, it was very crazy. But I just don't think people who see, you know, guys of our size be able to do that, they just don't think we can.
Yeah, so it's pretty neat when that happens. All right, now, who would you say is the craziest guy on the team?
Yeah, I would say new guy transferring. I would say Juju.
Yeah, well, much everybody says Juju.
I would say Juju. I mean, he's a character, a great football player, great guy, just a hilarious guy in the locker room and on the field.
Is there anybody that's like under the radar, funny, that hides himself, but is like that?
I'm trying to think. Maybe Chris Barbera, our holder, I would say is up there. Yeah. Maybe some of the line like Kalen Krasley could be a funny guy when you get to know him. But
I heard that Chris pulled a prank on Dylan Nichols at the first overnight. Did you hear about that?
I did hear about that. Yeah, I came down to breakfast and he just like, did you send me this text or whatever? And it was a text from our special teams coordinator, defensive backs coach. Coach Tony, I guess Chris was posing as him saying he was our emergency long snapper for the day. So
he got him nervous.
Yeah, he got him a little scared.
All right, how about your favorite football memory?
Football memory, I would say just being able to commit here. I'll say that was a time where I was new. My hard work paid off, and I was able to kind of like take a deep breath in that regard, but knowing that obviously the work isn't done and it is just getting started, but knowing that all my work from youth level up to high school paid off was a lot of fun and great to see.
That's great. That's great to hear that. What's your favorite thing about Westchester?
I'll say just overall the people, you know, like the coaching staff, players, and even guys who aren't on the team who go here. They're just all great guys, and it's a lot of fun to be around here.
Yeah, there's a lot of good people who go to school here. Mm. You got to say that when you're on the blog, in case you're wondering. All right, how about relationship status?
Single. I am single right now, yeah.
Are you like proud of that, or are you just you look at it?
Well, I say I'm testing the waters a little bit. You know, okay. if the right girl comes around, it'd be great. But right now, just kind of just fine with being single, I would say.
Okay, sounds good. All right, pal, we got a big one this weekend, man. Mm-hmm. We got to get these guys homecoming.
It was a tough game last year. So, definitely would have loved to see it go the other way, but we definitely need to
gotta get them back.
We do. Yep. And it's especially on our home turf and everything, need to play a great game on all three sides of the football.
You see our band out there practicing for homecoming. It's going to be pretty crazy, it looks like.
It will be. It will be.
They're always unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Playing, you know, Rose Bowl or other various events. It's insane.
That's amazing.
It is.
All right, Luke. Good job, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
All right. So looking ahead, homecoming, Bloomsburg. Any big thoughts you have before?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, we need to get going. We need to have a good game. We just need to have a good game. We've had a couple of good offensive spurts. We've had a couple of good defensive spurts, but we haven't put a good game together. And this would be a great time to do it. Homecoming crowd. It's going to be a nice day. It's going to be an exciting game for our players. So this would be a really good time for us to kind of put some things together. I still have confidence in us. I think we're a good football team. I just feel like we need to iron some things out, and we'll get there. So I'm looking forward to us really playing a good football game today and hopefully put on a nice show for the homecoming crowd. Bloomsburg, you know, they played us. They beat us last year. They've always been a great rivalry of ours, so it's going to be a kind of a – definitely a rivalry game from both ends, and the Bloomsburg kids definitely want to get us for sure, and that's the way it is between us and Bloomsburg. So – it'll be a tough, hard-fought game, but I really want us to start doing things the way I thought we were going to be able to do right from the get-go, and we haven't gotten there yet. So,
do the players tend to behave differently, do you feel, coming up to the homecoming game, or is it kind of like everyone's in the same mindset in your history?
You know what? Years ago, I think they did. Homecoming, I think, was bigger for the players and everything years ago than it is now. I think they more look at it like just another game. Maybe post game, they will probably be get involved in some of the homecoming festivities, but I don't think they really look at it like it's that huge of a game. Now it's going to be a big crowd, and that'll help get them going. But I don't know that they kind of look at this as being a different type of game. The time does. It's a 2 o'clock game, so that's different for us as far as all of our pregame stuff and everything. So that piece kind of changes the way they approach the game. But I don't know how much homecoming itself is really in their heads right now.
So other than the physicality, what's like the big thing you want to kind of see them show off at this game?
I want to cut out mistakes. I really do. I mean, it's so frustrating right now that we keep turning the ball over. We keep getting penalties. We still at this point have trouble getting like the punt team on the field or the punt return team on the field. I mean, it's the same guys every week, and you call out the punt team and there's one guy missing. That kind of stuff is stuff you have in the first game, and it should all be taken care of by now, but we're still struggling with some of that stuff, and there's no way in the world we should be. And we've been focusing on it over and over and over again and still not getting it done. So you think, okay, well, maybe it's the guys who are doing it that aren't getting it done. Well, in some cases it might be, but still there are guys, they're the guys we want in there. We just got to get them to do what we're asking them to do and do it better. But that's the number. That's if we could cut out the mistakes, my post game will be much, much better.
All right.
And our game will be much, much better.
You have any other thoughts, or is that summing up pretty well for you?
Well, I think the one thing that I always try to talk to our players about at homecoming is it's the one time where you do get a ton of people back, and this is their only game they'll come back for, and in particular the football players. So you have a lot of football alums who are going to be here just for this game. So I really do want our players to show up, play well, look good in front of the Westchester football alums who are going to be here, and kind of, you know, take that in their head and say, okay, you know what, we have to play a good game in front of our alumni right now. So I'm hoping that that will hit home for them, and you know, they come out and play the way they can.
All right. Well, here's to them hitting it home at homecoming then.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you to listening to Inside the Huddle. I was Austin Williams.
And Bill Zwan. And it's amazing, Austin, isn't it, how the kids are. Even after losses, they're able to, you know, just kind of tell their story and handle themselves pretty well. We got a bunch of really good kids.
I always look forward to the player interviews, just, you know, even just being in the room and getting to listen to it. It's amazing just to, like, have a more personality from the team.
And I just want everybody to know, Ethan Vargas, everybody who's watching the game saw that Ethan went down with an ankle injury. He did break his ankle. They were able to set it. He's going to have some pins in it. He's going to be fine. It looked really bad. And when I was standing out there, actually, Ethan handled it unbelievably well. But for everybody who was worried about him, which I'm sure everybody was, Ethan's going to be fine. You know, he'll be out for the rest of this year, but he'll be back next year. And he's doing good right now. So,
well, hopefully, you know, hopefully it's a brighter day for him.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. And thank you for listening.